Welcome to the Richard Rants Show. This is Richard Rants. I am live on Facebook every Wednesday at 5 o'clock and then posted to select podcast outlets such as Google and Apple and Radio Public, recording on the Anchor podcast app and system and website, which allows me to record and can allow you to record for free. And that's a free promo for Anchor. So yeah, I'm feeling revved up and we'll see how long that lasts. But I am glad to be here. And we do not have callers scheduled, but if any comment or PM me or otherwise contact me via psychic measures or however you can manage, then call in and let's talk politics. Otherwise, I will rant, speak, reason with those of you who are willing to listen about the political situations that face us throughout the world. And they are diverse and they are quite interesting and ever-changing. And there are multiple perspectives upon them. Some are more verisimilis. Is that a word? Some have more verisimilitude than others. And some have more attitude than verisimilitude. And maybe I'm a bit too caffeinated, but I am here and I have some things that I have lined up to discuss. And, well, I am ranting, and you've heard me discourse about those, and I will not go into it in much detail on this particular podcast because I have dwelt upon it before. The folks who do not accept generally accepted truths, who do not accept fact-check journalism or peer-reviewed science and subscribe to absurd conspiracy theories all-encompassing that actually fall apart at a very minimal effort of fact-checking or verifying or verification. I have a good friend on Facebook who is fed up with these kinds of posts. And, you know, thankfully, there are some outlets, such as Twitter, that have been getting a little bit more responsible about what kind of information they allow to disseminate on their outlets, such as, of course, we know that the Twitter, fool-in-chief, who unfortunately sits in the White House, uses Twitter to often purport to spread falsehoods, inflammatory statements, advocating violence. Wow. Too bad we've got that unfortunate presence in the White House. Boy, I sure hope that we get that one out. That is job one. That is job number one. There are other important jobs going on. We've got uprising for justice throughout this country. And I am so incredibly pleased to see that happen. So incredibly pleased. And I am backing this uprising in the ways that I can within the confines of my own personal risk parameters. And we all have our personal risk parameters, which leads me not to be on the front lines, but I support the warriors on the front lines in all the ways that I can. And if I had less to lose, or if I were perhaps more brave or more dedicated, I would be on those front lines too. And I admire those warriors on the front lines so much. Like, I can't even start to name them. So many people that deserve so much credit for standing up to the forces of oppression and brutality in this country. And I thank you and I support you. We had, I just to take a random story that I just read, we had a Navy veteran in Portland who stood up to the goon squad of militarized police rushing pell-mell at the protesters wielding batons. Said they looked like a bunch of stick-wielding goons coming at them. It's reminiscent of the squads of, I don't want to use the word thugs because it's misused by right-wing people so much, including the president. What's another word? But, you know, usually the thugs in this context are supported by the government or supported by the management of some strike-breaking organization. And they come out, yeah, that's traditional. And the police, traditionally, I've been reading some very interesting histories of police. And of course, they date back from the slave patrols. And they're not there to protect the peace. No, they're there to protect property. And back when they were slave patrols, that property included people. So they don't have a very noble history, and they don't have very noble statistics happening now either. And part of the reason that we know that the current uprising was sparked was because of a cop lynching, one of many, of George Floyd. George Floyd, whose picture is on the cover of The New Yorker right there from a month ago. A man was lynched yesterday, one of the signs says. I am a man, another of the signs says. God bless George Floyd, if you believe in God, but bless George Floyd, no matter what you believe in. And may his death not be in vain. So I'm going to have to call this caller back because this caller is unfortunately not calling for my show. By the way, the phone lines are open for those of you who have the phone number. And if you don't have the phone number, just ask me for it and I'll give it to you. And then I will be glad to take your call, as I sometimes do take calls from my listeners who are very interesting people with very interesting perspectives. One of my Facebook friends, sick to death of the foolish conspiracy theorists out there, put up a post, and I just want to read it. I wanted them to be on the show, but they have concerns. They have concerns about retaliation, and, you know, I might have some concerns about that too. Those folks can be vicious on those right-wing QAnon followers. Vicious people. Woof. Yeah. Some of those good people on both sides that are unfortunate. Oh, chief executive, really not worthy of the name, said about right-wing, alt-right, neo-Nazi protesters in Charlotte a few years ago. Yeah, fine people, fine people. Yeah, fine like that wannabe gangster, dictator, criminal, liar in the White House. Well, my friend wrote the following. Said, I am beyond done with the ignorance I've seen spewn on this platform. Seriously, people, have you no concept of what narcissists do? If you are spreading the current president's propaganda about the deep state and other Q nonsense and saying it's the truth, and everyone needs to stop watching mainstream media and all the other repeated phrases ad nauseum, you are in a cult and you are lost. If he tells you water isn't wet, would you believe him? If he tells you right is really left or up is really down, it seems like you believe anti-fascists are the real fascists too. Seriously? Are you really that gullible? Every time you call someone a sheep, you're talking about yourself. That's called projection, you lemming. You are on the wrong side of history, and one day you will regret what you are doing. If you are in the Q hole, then shame on you. Seriously. Fuck off, you traitor. Get off my friend list. I only associate with people who can think. P.S. If you are just someone who is my FB friend and haven't met me in person, just know this is how I talk. I don't have time for your dumbass conspiracies. Go focus on something productive. Amen, my friend. Amen. A-effing men. That's what I would say, too. You are in a cult and you are lost. Get with reality. It's just, you know, no point arguing with these people after they've gone past the point of no return where they don't believe true facts anymore. They don't believe multiply reinforced sources that are fact-checked, that are peer-reviewed again and again, because they will just cherry-pick some little YouTube video that says what they already want to believe. And it's just pointless arguing with these people at a certain point. And it's sad when your friends are some of the ones that fall into that Q hole. And they're another kind of hole after a while. So, yeah, sad. Very, very sad. Well, what else is in the news, folks? I see that on BillMoyers.com, there's a story, and bless Bill Moyers. I miss Bill Moyers. He retired a couple of years ago after being a force of progressive thought and excellent journalism for decades. Decades! Bless Bill Moyers. Bill Moyers, a good man. So on the BillMoyers.com website, a Nuremberg trial prosecutor's warning about Trump's war on the rule of law. The sole surviving prosecutor from the Nuremberg trials warns that an executive order from President Trump, I hate saying that name, regarding the International Criminal Court is cause for concern. Yes, it is. The ICC, the International Criminal Court, is an organization that is backed by justice-loving nations to enforce the rules against war crimes and to use a method of accountability for world leaders and their followers, especially who abuse human rights, and they have, in fact, prosecuted a number of human rights abusers and perpetrators of war crimes, such as our previous president, George Bush, in war crimes, and hey, arguably, even President Obama, although he is certainly better than those Republicans, arguably could be tried for war crimes as well for some of those drone strikes that killed civilians. I would say, you know, let them be tried. Let them all be tried. And as far as the current occupant of the Oval Office, I don't think there's much doubt. And many other crimes, and he will be tried. He will be tried. I am fairly confident that he will be tried at some point. If not in The Hague by the ICC, then certainly in New York State, there are already some pending cases, and the Supreme Court recently ruled that the chief executive of the U.S. is not immune to prosecution for crimes. Yeah, it took the Supreme Court to rule that. Wow. But hey, you know, the bar is low these days. And even the Supreme Court, although it is weighted towards the conservative side, and two of the justices, in fact, were nominated and put on the court by that current orange criminal that occupies the White House. And yet, even they had to rule. I mean, I guess they still have some regard for history, unlike Attorney General Barr, who has no regard for how he will be viewed in history as an aider and abettor of a criminal president. And he should no doubt be prosecuted as well, just like Nixon's attorney general was prosecuted, and I believe he was also convicted of crimes. And that should be the case for criminal attorney general Barr, who's nothing but a lackey for the criminal in the overall Oval Office. So now they've got COVID-19, we got police brutality. And on June 11th, the president, so-called, issued an unfortunately, he's, until otherwise, although he's been impeached, he has that title and so a bunch of the powers that go with it, issued an executive order targeting the International Criminal Court, the Hague-based war crimes tribunal that the United States has refused to join, ever, because, well, gee, I guess the U.S. doesn't believe in international law to apply to them, to apply to us, because the United States is exceptional. Laws don't apply. That's kind of like the Oval Office occupant says that laws shouldn't apply to him either. Well, the order seeks to impose economic and U.S. travel sanctions on any foreign person directly engaged in any effort by the ICC, International Criminal Court, to investigate, arrest, detain, or prosecute personnel of the U.S. or allies without prior consent of their respective governments. Mike Pompous Pompeo accused the ICC of being highly politicized and a kangaroo court. Well, he's a kangaroo Secretary of State. He's just a pompous excuse for a pseudo Secretary of State, a pompous pseudo kangaroo Secretary of State, Pompeo. Such a bunch of buffoons in this administration. Please let's get them out. Come November, we have a chance to do so. And anyone who doesn't vote for the only viable alternative to the current occupant of the Oval Office is just in some ways an accomplice to what is happening, the destruction of what freedom and democracy that we have in this country. And it has not been zero. And although it is far from 100%, it has not been 0%. And that is worth protecting, and that is worth saving. Yeah. So John Bolton threatened the International Criminal Court with sanctions if it kept probing alleged U.S. war crimes because, hey, and the U.S. is committing war crimes against its own population. You know, it's a war crime to use tear gas. Yeah, that's right. It's a war crime. That's chemical weapon. Those are not allowed in the Geneva Convention. Of course, the U.S., did the U.S. Deny officially that they're following the Geneva Convention? I seem to recall something about that. U.S. denies Geneva Convention. Boy, you know, Google is a good tool. You do have to be careful because a bunch of Q nonsense. Did I just coin that? Q nonsense comes up. Q nonsense. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, U.S. policy is to evade international law. That's true. Like in Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. Yeah, the U.S. basically has not been following the Geneva Conventions in effect. I don't believe there's been an official denial that the U.S. follows the Geneva Conventions. But as I said, tear gas is not allowed. And yet, it is a standard usage by U.S. brutal, militarized police forces around the nation to use tear gas against our own populace. And in Portland, we had some moms standing up against police brutality. We had a dad or more bringing leaf blowers, as dads do, bringing leaf blowers to the protest to blow away the tear gas. It was pointed out that in Hong Kong, where anti-fascist, anti-communist, and, you know, fascists and communists kind of come together at the extremes there, and they both become authoritarian, and we're anti-authoritarian. I'm anti-authoritarian. Those who stand with me are anti-authoritarian. Those who stand with us, those who stand with Black Lives Matter movement, with the movement against police brutality, the movement to defund the police, who have their history in racist slave patrols and have been a historically racist force that have overused brutality, are overarmed. Well, all of these wonderful parts of the current uprising are against the brutality of authoritarian rule. And the current occupant of the White House is for authoritarianism, and we're against him. And we are for what we have as an opposition party. Yes, the Democratic Party is our only viable opposition party. We can argue till the cows come home about how we need more parties, and I'm with you. But working within the confines of our current political system, which is a democratic system, although flawed, we have two parties. We have the Republican repugnant party that marches in lockstep to Donald Trump and his authoritarian, anti-democratic policies. And we have the Democratic Party that, yes, is also a corporate party, but will actually and has listened to the movement and movements that are progressive and has moved to the left where we stand, where Bernie Sanders stands, as the parrots fly by. where Bernie Sanders and the movement that he leads, but it's not him, it's us, towards universal health care, Medicare for all, reduction in the military budget, which dwarfs every other budget in the United States, and dwarfs every other budget, is more than the top 10 military budgets in the world, and that includes China and the Soviet Union and France and Germany and the next seven top budgets in the world. Yeah, the U.S. spends more than all of them combined, but spend is really not an accurate term because most of it is graft in the unaudited Pentagon budget, graft, stolen, trillions of dollars stolen. And the U.S. just has, unlimited trillions of dollars to spend on war. Unlimited trillions of dollars to spend on war. But can't spend a couple of billion to help our own population have health care the way every other advanced and prosperous nation and many that are not so prosperous throughout the world have health care for every member of their population. Why? Because they care about their populations, maybe just a bit more than the U.S. does. We need that. And the Democrats move ever more in that direction. And Joe Biden, who is the Democratic nominee, and if you are progressive, it's not the time to rail against Joe Biden. It's the time to get with Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to name a couple of the most progressive backers of the current Biden campaign, to get dump Trump out of the office and put a stopper in the bleeding of this country's democracy. You've got to get behind it. That's not to say that's the end all be all, but that is the main way that we're going to get that criminal out of the office before he can complete the transformation of the United States into a dictatorship and a military autocracy. The only way to stop that bleeding is to get Trump out of the office. And the only way that we're going to get him out of the office is to elect the Democratic challenger. And it looks like it's going to be Biden. So let's get behind him. And let's not dwell on what happened in the past. And let's not, as far as he supported the crime bill, he has said a few times that he was willing to cut Medicare. And it's, I don't want to go through it, okay? There are things to criticize Biden about from the past, but that's the past, and he has changed, and he has moved, and you can call it flip-flopping, but when you're moving to the left, to our side, then I call it being influenced by the side of right and the side of justice. So let's get behind Biden, and let's vote for him if he is the Democratic nominee, and get this current criminal wannabe dictator out of the office and stop the bleeding as far as the brutality, which only keeps increasing daily as unmarked federal agents are grabbing people off the streets in vans without any due process. That is what military dictatorships do. The next thing you know, they'll be disappearing into torture prisons the way that they do in Egypt, the way that they do in other totalitarian military dictatorships that don't have any regard for justice and the rule of law. Is that what we want here in the United States? No. Let's get Trump out. As part one of the show, the first half hour draws to a close. I thank my listeners for tuning in. Please stay tuned because I will be back for the second